So we're talking about how dreams and visions can lead you all through every step. We've done step one, step two. Now we're going to talk about step three. Once you get the wound healed in the glory light of Jesus, then what do? You command the demonic to come off. Because now they can come off, right? Are there any symbols in your dreams that can show you when you're ready for deliverance? When it's time for you to move into that? Yes, there are many. Many, and I'm sure God will show you some of your own. But I'll just share with you a couple of the ones we've received. Trains and snow. Trains, choo-choo, and snow. Believe it or not, both of these are biblical. And they're directly connected to deliverance of the soul. Let me prove it to you. When I was working on my own soul and other people's souls, I kept on seeing these trains. Trains flying down the tracks. Train wheels tearing up dirt that was on the tracks. Trains coming at me high speed, like one of those speed bullet trains, 210 miles an hour. Stuff like that. And it always seemed to be at the point of time when I was ready to do the deliverance part. I'd already done steps one and steps two. I remember once we were working on a soul wound my husband had, and we had put the blood on the sin, we put the glory light in the wound, we'd gotten the healing of the wound, and then that night, before we started moving into deliverance, my husband has a dream. He dreams he's in this train station, and there's this train full of enemy soldiers, and they're all there, and I'm standing back, going like this, making sure that none of them got off the train before it left the station with all of them in it. Okay? So we're having all these train things coming at us. And I also kept on hearing and seeing snow. I mean, people ice skating, snow skiing, snow-covered mountain ranges, snow and ice wherever I'd go. So I started to do a little research on these things. First, I did research on snow, and I found out something totally amazing. All throughout Scripture, did you know that snow and hail are used for a time of war? They are used for the time of war. In Job 38, it says this, "Have you entered the storehouses of the snow or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle?" Did you know that's what it is? God uses snow and hail to come for the times of trouble when you are being troubled and harassed by the enemy. And he uses that snow and hail to, quote, make war and battle for you to defeat the enemy. And we see that so many more scriptures throughout the Word of God. I mean, in Exodus 9, God used hail to judge the demonic idols. It was one of the plagues of Egypt. Who are behind those idols? Demon gods. And he used hail to judge them. In Joshua 10, God used hail to defeat five evil kings. When I read that, I was like, whoa, I had my interest really piqued. Because as you know, we teach about demonic kings that have kingdoms of powers and master spirits underneath them, and how demonic kings are attached to your soul. And they can cause mental disorders, physical illnesses, all kinds of trouble in your life. And here it was in Joshua 10. It was totally biblical that God uses snow. He uses hail to defeat those demonic kings. Oh my gosh. No wonder I was seeing snow all the time right when we get to the deliverance part on people. It's biblical. Snow is a biblical symbol that you can start believing God to show you when you're ready to do the number three step for your soul healing. Amen? One night, God put all the symbols together in one dream. He put the mountain and the temple and the snow and the train, and he put it all together for me, and he showed me biblical proof of where it all was. So there I am. I'm having this dream, and I'm making my way down this snowy, icy-covered mountain. It was the mountain of my soul. And I could not find a way down. And I'm looking all over the place, and it was so steep and so snowy. I was like, God, I'll never be able to make it down this mountain. And suddenly the Spirit of the Lord fell on me in the dream. And he said, turn this way and look. And I turned and I looked, and I saw a hidden route down the path to the bottom of this mountain. And I knew I could get off. And so when I woke up in the morning, I said, oh God, what is that? I know it has to be the mountain of my soul, because it was another mountain dream. What does it mean? And I got quiet, and I let the Holy Spirit speak into my mind. I do this all the time, and it works every time. I let the Lord put scriptures and words into my mind. And I got quiet, and I heard in my mind, Mount Zalmon. So I went to my three sources in the natural. I went to the Bible. I did a keyword search online, and I typed in the word Zalmon, and sure enough, up comes the scripture. There is a Mount Zalmon in the Bible, and it's snowing on that mountain. Yeah. And it's in Psalm 68, and that psalm is completely all about God's delivering power for his people. Check it out. I'm just going to pick out a few key verses. You can read them all if you'd like later on. Psalm 68 says this: may God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. It says, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away, Lord. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish before the presence of God. And it goes on and on with all these decrees about God coming in with his delivering power for his people. Then it says this, and it says this. Now remember, as you listen to this, that we teach about demonic kings that are attached to the soul. And here God was proving to me that they are. Verse 14, when the Almighty scatters the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Mount Zalmon. Remember what the Bible says that snow is used for. It's used for, quote, the times of war and battle. In my dream, I was on Mount Zalmon, the mountain of my soul, but it was snowing. And God was saying to me, it's time now to do the deliverance. I'm using my snow to come and make war and battle against all the demonic kings that are attached to the wounds in your soul. On that mountain of your soul. Now check it out. Remember how I kept on seeing trains? Trains, trains, trains. You think, where's a train in the Bible? Guess what? As I'm reading the rest of the scripture, I get to verse 18, and I found out that the biblical symbol that God uses in dreams and visions of trains is totally biblical, and it's totally attached to the healing and the deliverance of your soul. Listen to this. It says this: when you ascended on high, O Lord, you led captives away in your train. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sin. Remember my husband's dream? Yeah, we're in the train station, and there's a train full of enemy soldiers, and I'm there making sure nobody gets out until the train leaves the station. God was leading away captives in his train. Leading away captives in his train, amen? You see how... dreams and visions, people. They're so powerful, they can completely and biblically lead you to healing in your soul. Amen? Then check this out. God even brought in the symbol, the dream symbol of the mountain, and he brought it right in. And there it was, right in that same psalm, Psalm 68. It says twice about the temple, about the sanctuary. It says, and the chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands, for the Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. And then it says this: you are awesome, O God, in your sanctuary. It's talking about God delivering the mountain of our soul, coming into our sanctuary, our temple, and putting snow into our temple for the time of war and battle, causing it to snow on the Mount Zalmon of our soul, coming into our temple and leading away trains of captives. Amen? Amen. Jesus. Oh. How many of you have felt heat when you're praying for someone? Yeah, that's usually the light, right? Because when you turn on the light, it gets hot. How many of you have felt cold? You know what that's a symbol of? It's a symbol of deliverance. When you feel the cold, it means deliverance is happening. How can that help you? Well, if you feel cold or the person you're praying for is feeling cold, right away you know, it's the snow, man. It's the snow, man. It's the snow. It's used for the times of war and battle. It's used when God delivers. God's coming and he's scattering the kings of the nation off this person's soul, off the Mount Zalmon of their soul. And it's snowing. And God is using the hail and the snow right now as a supernatural tool in the invisible realm. And he's causing war to happen against these demonic powers. I'm telling you what, I had the most interesting visitation that I didn't totally understand about a year ago. I had an angel pull up one day. And he was driving an ice truck, an ice delivery truck. And I'm sitting on the curb waiting for him. And he pulls up, and he throws out a bag of ice. And then he goes, and he pulls off. And I'm like, what was that? I didn't understand it then, but I completely understand it now. We carry an anointing to freeze people. to release the snow for the time of war and battle. Because God, listen to me, this is not nonsense. This is biblical. God uses snow and ice for the times of war and battle to deliver his people. And I'm telling you what, we freeze people all the time and they get the deliverance. I wait till God tells me to do it and then I do it. Just the other day, I think it's here or something. They came for ministry at my house, and I had the music blasting because I got the speakers in my ceiling. So it's like worship is like boom, 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 thumping. You know what I mean? I love it. And we had the music blasting, and the Lord turns me around and he says, ice her right now. So I began to ice her in the name of Jesus. I was icing her. And I felt like this sheet of ice cover me, and I got ice cold, and I'm icing her and sending ice towards her. And then later on, I turned on the music and I'm starting to minister to her. And I had my arm like this and I'm running it up and down her back, and we're commanding the demonic to come off after we had already got the wound healed in the light. We got the blood and the light. And now we're doing the deliverance part. And I'm running my arm up and down her back. In the name of Jesus, come off of her right now. In the name of Jesus. And she turns to me. She goes, my goodness, your arm feels like a block of ice going up and down my back. I said, it's the snow on Mount Zalmon, baby. Your mountain of the soul is getting delivered. So what do you do when you see symbols like that of snow and trains and things like that? You move into the deliverance. Okay, I mean, what's one of the simplest things you can do if you're not like the expert warrior? What's one of the simplest things you can do? And that is, you can throw on some powerful praise music, and you can take Psalm 68 and open it up in the Word and begin to decree it over the demonic. You can be decreeing everything that's in it. You can start saying, you know, may God arise, let his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, Lord. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish before the presence of the Lord. Right now, the Lord Almighty is scattering the kings of the nations that are attached to my soul. He's making it snow like it's fallen snow on Mount Zion, the mountain of my soul, and he's using that snow, as it says in Job, for the times of war and battle. And snow is being released on the mountain of my soul, and he's going to lead away a train of captives. Honestly, if you don't know what else to do, you can do that, and it'll work. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. Hallelujah. Now,